Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Morning, Captain Mickey. This is Jim Mudd.
All right, Jim. How you doing this morning,
bud? I'm good. How about you?
I can't complain. I'm here. Made it and everything. Even woke up this morning.
Well, that's
all good. I'm with you. All right, folks. Welcome to the show. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, McLean Trailers, Waymore Silencers, Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, and Boyd's One Stop. Well, it warmed up a little bit during the night. It was a little cool yesterday morning, but kind of cool when I went to bed last night, but it warmed up during the nighttime hours. Right now in Galveston, it's 64 degrees, and looking at for today's forecast, partly cloudy, high of 73, winds will be southeast at 5 to 10, and then tonight, mainly clear with a low of 69, winds will be south-southeast at 10 to 15, and then for tomorrow, little small chance of rain coming back, some sun in the morning with increasing clouds during the afternoon, and there'll be a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 76, winds will be southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. So that front didn't last too long, but it was nice. We'll take it. We'll take all of them. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a three-tide schedule. We have a high that occurred at 1:38 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It was a 1.4. And our low this morning, it is at 10:11 a.m. It's a negative 0.6. Then a high tonight at 6:37 p.m., a 1.6. 6:48 a.m. is sunrise. 5:22 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase is full at 99%. All right, current conditions right now. The buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It's 65 degrees out there, with a south wind at 9, gusting to 13. Barometric pressure is 30.20 inches and steady. And at Eagle Point, it's 62 degrees with 63-degree water. Northeast winds at 7 to 9 miles per hour. And at Morgan's Point, 57 degrees with 67-degree water. North-northeast winds at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Barometric pressure, 30.21 inches and steady. So there it is, pretty much. All right, let's get to our phone lines, and let's get cranked up with Captain Bill Watkins this morning. Check his pulse. Bill, what's going on, my friend?
Well, the pulse is beating. That's about the best I can say. Yeah, you're talking about the temperature. Yeah, we have a pulse. Maybe we'll make it through another one. It's 43 degrees at my house in Vidor, and 44 here in town. And it's,
goodness,
what did you say it was on the island?
It's 64 or something this morning. It warmed up here, you know. I walked outside this morning. I go, man, it's warmed up, because late last night when I went to bed, it was kind of cold outside.
Yeah. So. Well, that kind of swing is good for me, because by the time I get down to to Sabine Lake on the low end down there, it'll be at least 60.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm happy with that. I don't like to fish in cold weather that much anymore.
I know the boat rides are brutal.
The boat ride, that's exactly the first boat ride in the morning. Mm-hmm. After that, everything stabilizes and sun comes out and it gets nice.
Oh, yeah. But,
and I've got a pretty long one this morning, so we'll see how all this comes out. I've been out a little bit here lately, so but I did not go yesterday. I spent the whole day working on swing arms and the ends of the axle and so forth like that. The rust worms are starting to grab a hold. You know what I mean?
Rust worms.
I had to pull both all four wheels on the trailer and grind wire brush or whatever all of that rust off.
Goodness.
Clean it up and paint it with cold galvanized paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that has to be done pretty often, you know, every 6 months, or you're gonna have the rust worms will win. But I'm into over 2 years on that trailer, just a little bit, and it'll be time probably by May to replace the axles. You know
that's crazy,
just go that
man.
Much, yeah.
That's, you know, because our water's been so fresh the last 5 to 7 years. I wouldn't even imagine that.
It's softer than you think. Down here on the low end of the lake where I fish a lot of times.
Yeah.
That fresh water forces me to go south.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you get into the salty water. So, you know, if you go that much, you can hang on for another year or so. You know, you can let it rust until it falls off. But I don't like having to get picked up on the side of the road on a flatbed trailer.
I had that happen one time. That's not pretty.
No, I know. And those flatbed wreckers just barely will hold those big wide trailers.
It definitely did. That guy put mine up there, and I said, I don't know how you just did that. I mean, it was just barely on there.
I said the same thing the last time it happened to me. I can't believe you just got that on there. Yeah, I just don't want to. I don't want to get like that again. I'd rather, you know, get a new axles and go again. My spindles and hubs and all that are doing real well, but those swing arms and torsion bar stuff, all of that,
yeah,
you know, it starts rusting. So that was a whole day's work laying on my back and on my knees. And
I wouldn't be able to move this morning rolling around on that concrete. Well, I did that. I put a fuel pump in an old pickup about a year ago doing that, and I'm going, man, I'll never do this again.
I know what you're talking about. It's painful.
It is.
Some of that stuff costs it. You can't really pay anybody to do that because it costs too much.
That's right.
That's it, you know.
But, well, we put ourselves through to save a few $100, man, but money's tight these days. I'll save the money for something good, like going hunting or something.
Yeah, shop labor at $95 to $125 an hour.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. That would have been a $1,000 job. And, you know, maybe they could have done it a little faster because they're younger and stronger. But, you know, they've got some really good tools.
Sure.
Air tools and stuff like that. But, hey, I saved it. So it's all good. I'm going to go fishing this morning and see how it all works out.
Well, it's a pretty morning.
Hopefully. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be good. And hopefully that wind will do just what they said it's going to do, 5 to 10. It looks like it is.
You know, we got a nice water temperature drop with this front, so that's helpful.
Yeah, I wonder what is your water temperature this morning?
Over here, 64 to 66 everywhere. So, you know, it was 72 before the front hit. So
it'll be about 61 or 2 in the bay. About right.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's perfect for this time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what these fish want.
Yeah, I don't have any issue with that.
No.
High pressure might spook them a little bit. That might make them a little difficult to catch.
You know, I saw a little bit of clouds this morning coming in, so I hope we don't have a high gray liner today. I hate a high gray liner.
Oh, I do too. Oh,
surely the sun
man.
Will come out today.
Yeah, and this time of year, I like for the sun to be out.
Yes.
If it warms the water even a little bit, that's a big help. And should have good tide movement today. Maybe not too strong outgoing, but.
Well, it's pretty good. Let's see what the. We're coming off a 1.4 high to a negative 0.01. So you're going to have a foot and a half drop today.
Okay. That's about right. That'll be good. I tell you what, I'm having a little bit of trouble finding reliable numbers of redfish right now.
And, usually y'all are covered up with them.
Yeah, that would be true. But I've, off and on, I'll catch, you know, 4, 5, 6 in a day. And if I fish in the bios, I probably, up that a little bit. But the main lake redfish just seem to all be 26 to 33s. They're brutes. My fillet knife won't even reach through one of them.
That's a problem I have up my way is the redfish are just bruisers, man. 36 to 40s, they're just nasty.
Oh, my God. Woo! Yeah, everybody wants to catch one, but then what do you do with it? I had a friend of mine caught 19 bull reds on the Texas jetty.
Ugh.
About 3 days ago. Oh, man. You talk about some 19 bull reds. I said, well, how in the world did your arms, how could you lift your arms at the end of that? And they
well,
did
now
it
he
all
knows how old
tackle.
Jeffcoat feels over in Venice when he'll catch, you know, 50 or 60 a day and have to handle all of them, throwing them back.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
And he's not getting any younger either.
I think I'll just leave him to his deal, and I'll stay right here.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Yeah, we can actually do that if we can get into the Gulf this time of year. I mean, there's some – yeah, I just as soon not fool with them because they work me to death. But every once in a while, you know, you get into them and folks want to catch them. I'll stand there and let it happen.
Let them rip.
Yeah, let it rip. Some folks really enjoy catching them. I always did when I was younger. I got a big kick out of chasing those redfish. I chased them up and down the beach.
Well, and it
everywhere.
Pays to have the right rod and reel in your hand, too, when you're winching on stuff like that. With a little old flimsy trout lot rod like we use, it turns into work, man.
It turns into work.
Yes, it
and
does.
If you try to manhandle the fish, you're out on the edge of breaking that rod all the time.
Yeah, like bear hunting with a switch.
That's exactly what it's like. Woo, man.
Hey, let me knock this break out right quick and come back, and we'll talk some more about bear hunting. No bull ridge.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
I got you, man. All right. Well, you know, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for quality cuts of meat or even better than that, drop off all your wild game. No better place to have it processed. The Belleville Meat Market's located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. Go downtown, look for the big white sign. The processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. Owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now. And if you know, you've got feral hogs, exotic animals, white-tailed deer, no better place to have them processed with their award-winning summer sausage, 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from, not to mention other products, their dry sticks, jerky, tamales, pan sausage, burger, you name it. And the packaging is second to none. It stays fresh in the freezer forever. Check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. And if you're wanting to make a Thanksgiving order, they'll ship it right to your door. or call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 4:17 here in the Bayou City. Let's go back and talk a little more with Captain Bill Watkins on the way to the boat ramp. All right, Bill, we are back.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, we were talking a little Bull Red action there before we went to break.
Yeah, and I think there's way more of them now than there was when I was a young man.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
Back then, they were being slaughtered, you know, in different areas by black and red fish prey.
Yep, all that purse seining.
Yeah, it was that was a pretty interesting period of time. So, you know, if we caught 10 or 15 bull reds in a night, that was pretty good. But, I mean, some of my friends go down on the surf now when they're spawning, and they'll catch 30 or, you know.
It's a meltdown.
Total meltdowns. You know, it seemed like to me that we had some of the best quality rods back in those days. We built our own. And I don't even know if you can still get all that stuff. I still have two of mine from 1973.
What, bull red rods?
Yeah, I've got an 11.5 surf rod. And
good Lord. How far could you throw it?
I could throw it pretty good, but my hands never were strong enough to really, you know, some of those guys, those long cast guys, they had big, strong hands, and they could lock that spool down and get the swing, and, you know, I could get it out there, but they just, you know, I had one of them big casting contest guys cast all the line off my pin squitter one day. I had maybe 300 yards of 30 or 250, whatever it would hold. And he said,
I bet you I can cast all the line off your reel. I said, yeah, right. And he heaved that sand weight and that mullet head, and I watched that spool melt down, and when it hit the end, it sounded like a rifle shot.
It popped. It
busted right off that little peg on that pin squitter. Pow! I went, okay, what am I going to do for line now? He said, well, you know.
I've seen some of these beachfront rigs some of these guys fish with. I've seen videos on them over here in Galveston and Bolivar and all that. And, hey, they launch them out of those air cannons. Put them in there and shoot them out off of, you know, a big old spinning reel. And, I mean, it goes out of sight out there. So, goodness.
Yeah. I was talking to some guys the other day that were doing it with drones.
Yeah, drone dropping.
Yeah.
Dropping them off a drone, baby.
Technology has come so far. I can't even believe it. But it's logical. That's a logical progression in the use of a drone. I mean, golly, man. I guess there's probably limitations to how strong some of those drones are.
Look at these tournament fishermen now. They got drones in there. They'll be fishing the shoreline for redfish, and they'll send that drone out and run it down the shoreline till they find a good pot of reds.
Yeah.
And they'll troll motor up in there or push pole up in there and cast to them. Drone technology.
Yeah. I guess, and I have one, but I really don't know how to fly it that good.
I crash and burn it.
My grandson has one. I bought him one.
There you go.
And he can fly it, but man, I mean, you know, the use of that could be just fantastic. I mean, if you got fairly clear water, you could look your marsh ponds over in just a little while.
Fish don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance.
Well, if you can't get them from above, you can get them from below with your panoptics and everything.
That's right.
When you see your lure coming back on the screen, come on, man. And a fish following it.
And you literally can see it.
Yep.
But I don't have one of those things, but I fished with a crappie guy that I watched him throw a 1/32nd ounce jig with a little split shot, and that crappie followed that thing and got it. And you see him wiggling on there when he got hooked.
Unreal.
Jeez Louise, man, this is unfair. Yeah.
Just think what the government has.
Oh my. Yeah.
You know, we're way behind, 20 years behind them with all the stuff. You know, we thought, man, GPS and all that when it first came out. Hey, the government had 10 times better stuff than that.
They do. That's true. That's amazing, man.
Technology. It's amazing what we have, the technology, how it's come through all of our fishing, hunting, everything.
Yeah, I was fishing one time with a Top Gun guy. He actually flew it out at Miramar in California. And I said, well, just how accurate are your bombs? He said, well, he said, I'm sitting here in this ship channel. He said, I can fly so high that you can't see me and you can't hear me, and I could put a bomb in this console.
Yep.
From that far up. I said, wow. What else can you say about that? It's mind-boggling.
It is.
And he said, we have stuff that I can't talk about that's way more advanced than that. And that's interesting there, too. You just have to wonder what it is.
Yeah, I duck hunted with a guy one time that was a gunship pilot in Desert Storm when they wiped out the Republican Guard. That was big time. I heard some really cool stories.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, old buddy, I'm going to have to cut it short here. I got to run in that store and get me some ice and get on down the road.
Well, hopefully you'll have something to put that ice on today, bud.
I sure hope so. Are you going to,
drinks.
You fixing to go fishing, I mean hunting pretty quick? You going to Blaine's
place? Man, I don't know. I'm trying to work something in, get me a window, you know, where I can scoot out of here on a Sunday and go down and hunt for 2 or 3 days and get back to do a show on Thursday. I'm kind of watching the weather, too, and the moon phase and all that. And then normally, you know, and naturally I'll have my big Christmas trip where I just take off for a week and just get after it. Go hunt.
Yeah.
Two and hunts a day for like 7 days. Just wear myself out. I love that.
Yeah, that is absolutely fun.
I'm telling you.
No place right, I'd rather Bill. Be.
Well, hey, good luck fishing today. I hope you catch them up and make the customers happy. And if somebody wants to call you and come over and fish with you, man, give them a number.
409-673-9211.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
You got it, man.
All right, buddy. Well, Bill, be safe today, and I'll talk to you next week. Go get them.
You got it.
All right, light them up. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine, heading out bright and early this morning. And it is, it's very nice. Water temperatures dropped just about the right amount. This was a good little front. I like these kind. It helps. And looking at wind, it's not really a factor this morning. It's down. And looking up my way towards Morgan's Point, it's dead calm right now. Water temp, it dropped down to about 66. Eagle Point's a little cooler because that north and northeast wind blows into that shoreline. It's down to 63.5, but we're in the 60s on water temps. And, you know, air temperatures are just above 60 this morning along the coast. So it did warm up during the night. That's a good thing. East-southeast winds, not much at all. 3, 6, 7 miles per hour. Not bad at all. I'll take it. Very nice. All right. Let's go to Conroe and strike up a conversation before the break. Get started with Richard Totch. See what he's up. Fish dude, what is going on, man?
Well, I done headed to Central Texas. I'm over here in Llano.
Are you? You in Llano this morning? Well, good for you.
Yeah, shoot, yeah. I figured come up here and go hunting a little bit this weekend, take my dad fishing over at LBJ sometime during the week anyway. So get over there and do all that and just see what kind of fish are going on over there. I told him, said, I'm going to come over here and bring that boat, and I'm going to show you this new depth finder where we can see them fish swimming around.
So yeah, Bill and I were just talking about that.
Yeah, he's all excited. He's ready to go get it. So
cool.
We're gonna go take a look at him anyway.
How old is your dad, Richard?
He just turned 84 last week.
And he's still getting in and out of a boat. That's good stuff, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's slowing down quite a bit, but he's still going pretty good. So. And the more I keep him wound up, the more he stays going. So I'm going to keep him wound up as much as I can anyway. That's the thing. So, I just figured, what the heck? I mean, I don't need many more deer anyway. I mean, I don't hardly ever need but one or two throughout the year to feed me. When the kids was young, we ate a whole bunch of them. But, me and the wife now, so don't eat quite as many of them. But when I keep looking at these grocery store prices, I'm thinking, good night. I need to make sure I get a good garden going this year.
Isn't that the truth?
Good night. I'll tell you what, it's horrible. If it wasn't for me out here catching fish and getting these deer and different things like that, I guarantee it'd be tough to make it because it's. That dang food prices are unreal nowadays, and I can't believe it. I just can't believe it's up that
well,
dang
it's
high.
Not going to get any better. It's going to get a lot worse from what I'm hearing.
That's why I'm going to keep on catching my fish and shooting these critters that I'm going to eat.
Hey, man's got to have his protein, you know. You got to have that meat.
I guarantee it. Well, you ain't got to have it, you know. That's
No, you can live without it, but
Yeah, you can make it living like a vegetarian, but that's that old Indian word for bad hunter, right?
Bad hunter. Vegetarian.
Yeah, that's it. That's what that is.
Bad hunter.
That's what that is. Exactly. There ain't no doubt. Vegetarian stands for bad hunter. There ain't no doubt about that. But it's, you know, it's all good. Everybody does their own thing. And I love it. It don't matter either way. I can make it. You give me just something to hunt with, whether it be a knife, bow, or a gun. I'll figure out a way to get me some critters. Give me a fishing pole and a hook. Get a little bit of line. It's game on. I'm going to catch some fish, too. So no matter what, I can make it. That's the thing a lot of people can't do. You know, some can. There's a whole bunch of us that's listening to this radio right now that they can do it. But I'll tell you what, there's a whole bunch of them out there that don't know how to do nothing, but actually act like they know what they're doing with a gun. You know, they turn a pistol all sideways and stuff, and they couldn't hit nothing anyway. You know, they can't hit nothing. And then they want that. Try to feed yourself. That's what I want to see them do.
Well,
try to feed yourself without taking it from someone else.
Save your bullets hearing, man. Don't waste them because, you know,
Mickey, I
go online and look. I mean, you want to talk about a price increase, just price some of the ammo, some of the rifle cartridges you like to shoot. It'll blow your mind. You know, I was looking, I went through all my stuff the other day, and I was looking at all these boxes of ammo I have stored, you know, like pistol ammo, and then, you know, 308 and 257 and 6.8, and I'd see where I'd buy them at gun shows, like a box of 6.8s I could get for like $19.95, and now they're $44.95 for the Hornady Blacks, and it's just, it's crazy how much, I mean, it's doubled in price.
Yeah.
And availability's not good either.
No, it isn't. I'll tell you what. And that's, you know, that's the thing. That's why I reload a lot. I've still got some old Winchester boxes of 308 shells that got $6.95 on them.
I bet. Yeah. Richard. And I'll just look at the clock. Okay. I got to do this break. I'll come right back at you. Hang with me. Well, you know, folks, it's deer season. We're right in full swing of it, and no better place to have your wild game processing done than the Belleville Meat Market. I'm on my 14th season now, and they're owned and operated by the Poffenberger family, have been for 40 years now. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. Go downtown, look for the big white sign. Their processing facility and meat market are right next door to one another. When Thanksgiving coming up, it might not be too late to go ahead and get your Thanksgiving turkey ordered. They have those pecan smoked turkeys that are excellent. You can go to BellevilleMeatMarket.com, order them online. They'll ship them right to your door. Or you can call them at 979-865-5782. And all their processing, they have their facility that has a three-lane drop-off system, makes it fast and convenient. And you just pull in, they'll unload your game for you, and they'll load it up when you go to pick it up. BellevilleMeatMarket.com. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain.
tell you where to go and what to throw.
Here's one. Howdy, gang. Believe it or not, I'm older than Captain Mickey. I would have loved to have been part of your lifetime of Campfire Circle. You guys are awesome. Dead-eye Ronnie, rolling one in Pearland. Everybody's rolling this morning. I started at my hornet's nest.
No, it's over.
We haven't had many potheads hanging around anymore. I mean, seriously?
I promise you, Sunday, when I cut that key off, if I'd have had some, I'd have twisted one.
Hey, man, this is out of control. Rolling one up, talking about Candy Mountain and Peppermint Park.
This is next level right here, boys.
Oh, here's one from Tony G, man, down in Rockport. Y'all need to crack a window in that studio. What you guys smoking? Roll one up. Oh, my God.
What do you got in this coffee?
You got a picture of a joint on the deal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll never go away.
Listen, Johnny B.
Johnny B. rolling one.
Yeah, he might be sitting at the kitchen table doing something.
Fire!
This is too good.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with the fish dude up in Llano, Texas this morning. All right, Richard, we're back, man.
All right, all right.
All right.
Pretty good. Yeah, buddy, them hybrids did pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we got out there. I thought they wanted crappie fish, and I told them they want to mix it up, crappie and hybrid fish. I said, all right, we go out there. Got to looking. I was running around the lake, and the guy that was with me is the husband. He was sitting there back by me, and we was running around there. So I'm kind of looking for bait. So we'll be zigzagging through here. And I was showing him what I was looking for on the depth finder, you know, kind of cruising about 15, 20 miles an hour, just kind of cruising along, trying to pick up the shad on that 2D image on the depth finder.
Mm-hmm.
And going across there, telling him what I was looking for. And we run across this. We're coming up to this one spot, and I said, now, there's been a whole bunch of little ones over here. I'm not even going over there. I'm not even going to look at it. So I they're there, so you want to go look anyway. So I start kind of easing over that way, and I said, no. I turned the boat back, and then I just stuck my hands up and blocked the depth finder so I couldn't even look at it. Because I know if I see the bait, I'm going to stop and look, right? So I just did. I drove right by with my hands covering the depth finder so I wouldn't even look. Because I know me. If I see that bait and stuff around that area, I will be stopping and looking to see if those fish are there. And there's a whole bunch of little fish there, and I can tell anybody where they're at. Dang it, where on the main lake, where Main Lake dumps into Lewis Creek. Anybody that knows Conroe, the north side of that creek's got a long sandbar out there. It's notorious for hybrids and whites and everything else blowing up on it when they come up on the surface in the early morning hours, right?
Right.
Or even late evening. Because this sandbar, like I said, it's about 300 yards long. Now, each side of this point is 30, 40 foot deep. The sandbar runs out for 300 yards, and it's the shallowest point on it is 2 feet deep. And that's about 100 yards off the shore. And then it tapers down to about 8 and 10 foot. So it's a real shallow point. And those fish school up on it. Well, that bait runs them up both sides, and they're there all the time. But I've been spotting those fish over there, and every one of them are little ones. I mean, I've caught one keeper out of 30 fish out of there. So they're there, but they're not big. So that's why I wanted to just avoid it. If I look at it, I'm going to stop and fish because I know they're there. So I've covered it up. We run on down the lake a little bit, checked out some more stuff, and I'm starting to look at some stuff, and I noticed that all the bait was kind of up in 12 to 15 foot of water, and they were positioning themselves like they were on the flats. So instead of, you know, how you'll find them right on a drop-off, like a river channel or something like that, and it drops, say, from 20 feet to 30 feet. That little ridge, that drop-off right there is where I normally find them. Well, I'm looking at that ridge, and I don't see them out there. And I pull up, and I start going from this other little ridge that's, say, 15 to 20 feet instead of a 10-foot drop, a 5-foot drop. And I go, I'm looking at it, and then I get up on that 15-foot ledge, and all of a sudden I start seeing bait and fish. So instead of being on those ledges and drop-offs, they're up on the flat. So I said, well, dang it, they're up on these flats like this. I got the perfect spot. We run down to this one flat that's kind of surrounded by a whole bunch of water and hit it. Boom, boom, boom. Started nailing them. And then, I mean, it was almost immediate. That's just, as a matter of fact, I think I got first rod in the water and it took off before I even got anything else ready. So, it, you know, when you read it like that and you start to understand that, follow that bait. Because that's what that guy was asking me yesterday. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Number one, bait. The fish are going to be around the bait. If you're going anywhere and doing anything, if there is no bait in the area, there's no fish. I can almost guarantee you there's nothing there if there's not any bait. But if you see a bait flicking around on the surface, or if you're looking at your depth finder and you see it down there in the depths and stuff like that, you figure out what depth that is, and then you set your baits down there, and either in that depth itself or just above that depth, and that's where you're going to catch, like, your suspending fish, like a hybrids or white bass, things like that. And then there's also times that catfish do it, but that's typically going to be in your summer months. So, you know, right now it's just fun when you kind of figure it out because the bait's all bunching up. You know, it's cool weather. They historically just bunch up in big giant balls anyway. And that's what they're starting to do. The water temperatures, like you're saying down there on the coast, they're getting down. The other day it was 69, I believe, was the temp throughout the morning yesterday. And then, you know, it's going to cool down even more after these next few fronts kind of push through.
Yeah.
But it's getting there for the hybrids anyway. I mean, there's, and the crappie, you know, if it hadn't been for that cold front blowing in yesterday, we should have caught some pretty good ones. But, and then day before yesterday, good night, we hauled out some bass. Or no, it was day before that. That was Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday, y'all caught bass good.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, that was fun catching them like that because Conroe isn't one of them lakes where you go catch big numbers of bass. But when you do, it's fun. You know, that's the thing about that. You know, Ryburn's a big number lake. You go there and catch 200 or 300.
Yeah.
Fayette County's a big number lake. But not Conroe. You know, if you catch 50 or 60 on Conroe, you got a great day.
Yeah.
You catch anywhere. 8 or 10, you've even had a good day.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they're good ones. I'm after one of them big rascals. I'm after another. But them hybrids got to get bigger, too. I'm ready for them. Keep waiting on a 9-10 pounder. I ain't seen one of them in several years.
Boy, so, me either.
No, I know.
On the trout.
I know.
I'm longing for one of those fish.
Well, you know, I ain't never even seen one of them trout that big. And I keep hearing people talk about, you know, 8-9 pound trout, and I've never seen one of them.
We used to catch a lot of them, man. And used to really be good. It's pretty common. That's a rare bird now. Cherish it if you get it.
I hear you.
All right, Richard.
One of these days,
I'm gonna get right. I'm going to get you down here when we can catch some good fish like that. You'll go crazy.
Yeah, we keep saying that. How many years have we been saying that now?
Yeah, I mean, I can put you on all the pencils you want to catch. I mean, you can do that up there.
Yeah, shoot, yeah. I ain't going to do all that. I'm going to get you up here pretty quick and start jerking on some of these Mr. Whiskers.
Let's do it.
They're up here getting bigger right now, and it's getting fun. Because we caught that one the other day. I'm guaranteeing that rascal, he was 60, 70 pounds.
Yeah, baby. I saw that toad that guy was holding up. That was nasty. That was a big one.
I guarantee you he was. When he laid him in the bottom of the boat, he set up 18 inches.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's just flat on his belly.
Yeah, that one there could have swallowed a cantaloupe, no problem.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about
that. That's a big one.
All right, buddy.
I got to run. If somebody wants to call you, give them some info, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Enjoy your time with your dad, man. Put him on some fish.
Yes, sir.
All right,
y'all,
buddy.
Y'all have fun.
Later. All right. That's Richard Totch up on Lake Conroe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, let's head down Matagorda Way now. Let's check in with Captain Charlie P. Charlie Paradosky. Charlie, what's up, man?
Morning, Mickey. What's going on? Nothing new. Same old song and dance. Getting ready to get up and fight the elements.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, it's nice. It warmed up during the night, you know, along with the coast. It's still cool above us, you know. But
yeah.
I was real surprised when I walked out the door this morning. I said, man, it warmed up some.
Yeah, it was a chilly little front. I was out there fishing when it hit.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature dropped.
How'd you do in it?
I think we caught 8 weight, and then it got out of control, and we went into the diversion and caught the rest drifting in the diversion.
Right.
We caught some fish. There wasn't nothing over 17 inches, but if we'd have had that before the freeze, we might have caught all 6, 7, 8 pound trout doing it. You never know.
True.
So, at least we got something to catch over here. Got
yeah,
options.
You do. You got a lot of feel blessed.
Yeah.
It looked pretty grim, you know, back last March and April we were talking about it, but Matagorda prevails. Unbelievable place.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to one of my buddies the other day about it, you know, like we're catching all these fish drifting on the west end and the east end of the bay. You know, we're normally this time of year, we're bouncing back and forth.
Sure.
Not catching them at the drifting spots. But you're catching the bigger fish at the wading spots on the east end.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I wouldn't even go over there drifting right now. I mean, they got to show up sooner or later, but it's just, it's more consistent on the west end of the bay. And one of the reasons, I think, was... You know, on the west end of the bay, all you've got's that Gulf Cut, where on the east end of the bay, you've got all that open water around Chinkapin and over towards Sargent, where all those fish fell off in that intercoastal. It's those barges that killed all those fish, and then that wind blew them back out into the bay.
Right, that's where I was seeing all those photos of those big, giant trout floating around dead, you know, that people were sending me. I'm going, wow.
That was all on the east end of the bay.
Yes, it was. You're exactly right.
And that west end is a little bit deeper, you know, maybe a foot deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more of them survived over there. I just don't know.
Well, you know, and you got the cut down on the east end, Mitchell's, and then you got, you know, the river and everything where those fish come in, and it's like y'all got a shot in the arm this year. Y'all had some fish come in from the surf and set up for the winter. Well, that was welcoming. Because, right. I mean, I've been following y'all all year, and your catch rates have just steadily been getting better as the year goes on.
Yeah, those people are catching a lot of good fish in that river at night right now, too. And that water
is not, the other day.
And it's, you know, the water is not, there's still water coming down. I mean, it's fishable, but it's not beautiful like the river normally gets this time of year. And the other thing I've been hearing a lot is the intercoastal in West Bay, where all you've got all the lakes that and drains.
Yeah, that feed just, into there.
Yeah. It's just full of little trout, 8-10-inch trout coming out of those lakes.
So, future.
We still got some nursery.
Yeah, you do.
It'll come back.
Well, Matterhorn has always been a real resilient system.
Yeah. I think the river's got most of that to do with. Those fish want to be in that river this time of year. That's where all the bait goes.
Exactly.
That's where it wants to be. So, anyway, we're still pecking on them over here.
Well, I know you are. You got plenty of people to peck on them.
Yeah, we
somebody's going to catch them. You send enough out, somebody's going to step into them.
That's right. That's right. Hopefully be me. keep trying anyway.
It usually is.
Yeah.
I remember that first tournament of the year, we'd always have the kickoff tournament at Matagorda with Trout Masters.
Yeah.
Man, there was some good fish weighed in.
Yeah, sure was.
Colder the better.
That's right. Good old days.
Well, you told me the other day y'all had one fish about 28 inches. You know, that's good to see that we still got some of those swimming around after that freeze.
Yeah, I saw on the internet the other day where somebody held up a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that came from the east end of the bay.
Well,
now, there's still some good ones out there, yeah.
That they're throwing them back, you know.
Yeah, we try not to keep anything over 23 inches. And you know, it depends on the customers. You know, some of them know, and they'll just keep those 16, 17-inch fish. Then somebody will catch a 22 and say, no, I want that. So what do you do? I mean, the law says they can keep them.
That's true. It's their call. It's their trip, you know.
Yeah.
You're just a piano player.
That's right.
You write the music and you play it however they want it.
Yeah. Has there been any more talk about them dropping that limit after the first of the year?
I'm hearing it's pretty much almost a done deal from what I'm hearing. It looks like it's going to happen. It's going to go from, sergeant all the way down the coast, three fish.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
17 to 23.
Yeah, that's the size we catch.
What happens if somebody catches a fish of a lifetime, a trophy that they want to mount?
I guess you throw it back in the water and let the crabs eat it. What else are you going to do?
I mean, you can take your girth measurements and length and everything and estimate it, and I guess you can have a fiberglass replica made, take a picture of it, show it to the taxidermy man.
Yeah, you got that option. Definitely do, but whatever the law says, that's what we have to do.
What Blog say the other day, he said, I get me one like that, I'm going to string it through the eyeballs, buddy, and it's going to the taxidermy.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of fish being snuck through right now. I see some of these guys, these locals here, that fish in the morning, fish in the afternoon. And,
Double dipping.
Yep. I heard a story about some people that are religiously catching some giant trout in the river at night, every night. Well, you're still going to have outlaws.
True. Well, you got to deal with that.
Yeah.
There's not enough game wardens to police all of it.
But no, look what we went through.
Have mercy on your soul if you get caught, though.
Hopefully.
You saw where those guys gigging flounder down in Nueces County got busted the other night, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Game wardens got them. Hats off to them. Had undersized flounder, way over their limit, and just no respect for the law.
If you catch one, how many are doing it like that?
That's
many
right.
More.
See, you know? It's like drug smuggling. You catch one and 20 get through.
Yeah, you're going to tell me all those people fishing over at Seawolf Park are letting all those flounder go? There ain't no way.
Coming up with some new hiding techniques.
Ain't no way.
No, it's like my dad said, it's getting where a man can't hunt or fish anymore. That's what he used to say back in the old days. He said, they're going to make outlaws out of all of us.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
Yeah, it is.
Tough
cat
life,
and mouse, man. Baby, cat and mouse.
Yep.
All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you and come down to Matagorda and fish this winter, give them some info. Give them a number.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Hey, good talking to you, man. Good luck today. Hope you catch him up. Get after it.
Take care.
All right, later, man. All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda. It is time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.